Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Asala with a word in edgewise. Today is the 17th of November, the 321st day of 2025, a synchronous 44 days from which to revisit our path to 2026. An inch of snow that fell overnight the middle of this past week lasted long enough in the morning for us to look out of our bedroom window at dawn to see a white canvas that the day before had been mostly the green lawn stretching toward the woods on one side, the grove where deer, browsing for breakfast, emerged to wander among the townhouses. 2 hours after the sun rose, the snow was gone, though the memory of the telltale tracks remained. They led to the new saplings a landscaper had planted a month ago. Deer, of course, love to nibble at saplings, which need much protective gear to continue unmaimed by the browsers. Fortunately for the deer, the landscaper had not included an assortment of tree guards in the work he did for our landlords, so, unfortunately for our landlords, the deer had already begun their automatic mission of eating the shoots and leaves and stripping the bark of the young trees. How much additional snow will we have this year? How about this winter? The old farmer's almanac says, "Mostly mild, with pockets of wild." A map on the almanac's website has the pair of words mild, dry, covering the state of Maine. On its homepage, the Old Farmer's Almanac also tries to make clear that it is not to be confused with Farmer's Almanac, based in Lewiston, Maine. The latter publication, after 200-plus years, is ceasing. 2 centuries-plus is plenty of time for many predictions, upon which many dreams were most likely made. The Burmese poet Ngai Thit has something to say about this in his piece, The Dream Incarnate. When the dreamer dies, the dream begins searching for someone else, someone who might take it in and raise it. It searches relentlessly until it's worn thin from longing. And when no one is found, it chooses to enter the world itself as a human. Over time, the living dream grows older, forgetting where it came from or that it was ever a dream at all. It lives like the rest of us, growing into its body, drifting through its days, learning how to be ordinary. One day, it begins to dream. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Grace Abbott, Swachiro Honda, Rock Hudson, Gordon Lightfoot, Martin Scorsese, Lauren Hutton, Danny DeVito, Lauren Michaels, Tom Seaver, Elvin Hayes, Roland Joffe, Lawrence Ardwan, Martin Barr, and Daisy Fuentes. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1558, 25-year-old Elizabeth Tudor came to the English throne as Elizabeth I. Today in 1800, the U.S. Congress held its first session in Washington, D.C. Today in 1973, during the Watergate scandal, U.S. President Richard Nixon declared, "I am not a crook." And today, in 1989, Vaclav Havel led massive anti-government demonstrations in Czechoslovakia that continued until the communist government there resigned. Heavenward, the Leonid meteor shower was peaking early this morning and will be tomorrow morning also, as our waning crescent moon will afford us dark skies. The Leonid's radiant point is near the bright star Regulus in the constellation Leo the Lion, and periodic comet Temple Tuttle is responsible for the meteor shower. Expect 10 to 15 meteors per hour. This morning as well, our waning crescent moon appeared to be hanging near the bright star Spica. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Asala with a word in edgewise, welcoming this 9th full week of autumn and the 47th week of 2025. Keep the faith.